You can try coming straight at it from a normal tone, like just going, but most folks have a hard time finding that. So similar to the vocal fry technique in Hume, we can do another technique like that for Kargara. What we do for Kargara is to get what's kind of a lion purr sort of sound. So with no vocal tone, just getting a deep breath and huffing out some air, similar to what we're doing in the kind of huff breathing exercise, but a little bit longer, just kind of a and then as you're doing that, try to add some constriction to your throat to see if you can get those folds vibrating just from the airflow. Now, you don't want epiglottis or nasally things. It shouldn't sound like snoring. You shouldn't get like anything like that is not a good sound. You can feel it in a totally different spot. The bad sounds you will feel up in your nasal cavities and in your upper throat. The right sound you will feel right coming off of your larynx. And if you lightly touch your larynx with your fingers, you'll actually feel it vibrating when you get the right sound. So again, that's the and more likely than not, you'll get a mixture of the right sound with some of the wrong sound. So you'll need to work with that a little bit and figure out how to get rid of the wrong sounds and just have the one right lion purr sound that you want. Then once you have that consistently, then as you're huffing that way, the same way like with the vocal fry, just as you're in the middle of a lion purr thing, you just want to try to add some vocal tone. So we'll get now, if you're getting close, but it's not quite clicking in, you can try closing your mouth so you're humming it or do an end sound. Sometimes closing off the front of the mouth adds some back pressure in the airflow that makes it easier for those folds to begin to resonate. So that same thing, huff, and then as you add the vocal tone, try to close your mouth off to a humming sound. So, and then once the sound's going, you can try opening your mouth and see what happens. So try that a few times. If you at all gag or cough, just stop. That'll be a natural thing that will happen quite a bit. Until your brain realizes that, oh, this is on purpose. But a lot of coughing and gagging and that kind of thing is not going to help you get to the sound. So just make sure you're getting a deep breath and getting that lion purr huff going.